AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
It is In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. Welcome back. Thank you. It is hour two. Thank you guys for joining us. We got Bubba coming up in hour three. Football talk coming up right around the corner. Bogman's pulled up over the draft network. They got some NFL draft grades. And Bogman's favorite thing is grading NFL drafts. It's almost as fun as a top 300 list. But we will go through because it is interesting.
I prefer a grade over a mock draft. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like grading a team over a mock draft. Because, I mean,
You mean like a real life mock draft, like you having to create a mock draft for the NFL.
Yes.
You like the grade of it. Yeah. You don't mean like mock drafting for fantasy, which is
no, no, for fantasy.
Thing.
It's fun. For fantasy, it's actually fun. But for the NFL actual draft, it's not as fun.
Which we'll talk about. But we were as we were leaving hour one, we were just finishing up talking about, or at least I was saying how Angel Hernandez is going to bring the end of civilization because the T-1000s will come in because the future will know they have to destroy him because he is bringing on the robots. He is John Connor. But final thoughts on Angel Hernandez and how bad he is at his job.
Well, it's just I don't hear other umpires being criticized nearly as hard as Angel Hernandez and
Joe West.
You know, that,
West
was. Okay, but Joe West to me is more about his personality and him being a jerk than it is him getting calls wrong, right? So that's more of the thing. It's like Joe West thinks the game is about him. And he thinks that the people came to see the umpires yell at the players, right? Angel Hernandez has that, but he also just completely misses calls. I mean, that's what Terry Francona said on Tuesday. You know, he was like, hey, I just missed it or whatever. And he said, yeah, why is it always you? Why is it always you that misses it, Angel? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So it just like, what do you have to do to really fire this guy? Like, does he have to punch a player or something? He's terrible at his job. Fire him. He's
I mean, listen. Good. Albert Pujols is one of the greatest of all time, and he just got cut from his job. I think Angel Hernandez could get cut from his job because he's just
one of
not
the worst
good at
of all time, and he's still going.
One of the biggest names, it's because it's infamy. It's not famous. He's not famous. It's infamy that he is. He's so bad at his job. Baseball, once again, is always its worst enemy, not looking out for the bigger, better thing. Hold your players back on service time. Don't support them to have personalities and make sure you have some of the worst people at their jobs being in leadership and controlling.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The calls and strikes. And blackouts. All right. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL draft, turn it over to football, and the grades right here on In This League. Don't forget.
Sports. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
You could join ITL on Patreon today. You got a time machine you could do yesterday. There's a whole month ahead of you. And there's some awesome stuff over here if you like our audio universe. Of course, live streams, secret shows, GroupMe rooms where you can talk with the rest of our crew of people, like-minded people, having so much fun with fantasy, all your questions being asked, which talking prospects, baseball, football. There's also other stuff in there. People are talking investing. We've got movie stuff, and I've even got a whole section for the card collecting community and memorabilia. And I even run a once a month event, which is coming up next Friday, this coming Friday, I suppose, to you guys, which is going to have some awesome stuff, breaking a Bowman box, a jumbo, got some razzes of just autograph stuff you're not going to get in other places, giveaways, whole bunch more. That's just part of our Patreon. So if any of that sounds cool and you kind of dig us, go to patreon.com/ITL Army and sign up today. We'd appreciate it. The NFL draft is in the books. As much as Bogman probably misses it a little bit, because there's always this anticipatory thing of like, oh, you know, I get it with like the MLB draft, and I get it with the NFL draft as well. At the same time, you're also a little bit happy, but you get to get retrospective about it. You get to look back on it. And there is a very good article, and I would mind you, as we are going to cite some of this, that we are simply going to be citing grades. You should go click on this article, give them the click as you're listening to it, and also read the write-up because there's more information on here. But we've pulled up the Draft Network, thedraftnetwork.com, and they have got some early NFL draft grade analysis and their reactions. We're not going to go through their reactions, but we are going to talk grades, and we're going to make it a game where Bogman's going to play the guessing game. But Boggs, what I want to ask you before we start this is, and I'm calling you on the spot a little bit, can you give me your top three best drafts from this and your least favorite? Even if it doesn't have to be three like worst, but maybe like two, but I want to know your three most favorite, because I want to compare it against what we're going to read here. But give me your top three best teams, best grades from this draft, and a couple of the ones you hated the most.
Okay, so I haven't really broke it down like that yet, but off the top of my head, I really liked what Miami did. I think they're probably my favorite draft in the whole thing.
So let's mark that down. We're going to go, because I want to come back to that. Let me see if I've got something to write on here, because I want to come back and compare to what the grades are given to what your favorites were. All right, here we go.
I think Cleveland had an awesome draft. I thought theirs was really, really good. So that would probably be my number
one more.
Two. One more, I think I would, you know, I think I would give it to Chicago. You know, I don't generally like what Chicago does on the field, but I think trading up for Justin Fields was just so smart for them.
All right. So then, one or two that you really disliked, like the worst.
Well, I mean, I know which two will probably have the worst grades are probably Houston and Seattle, because
do you
they don't
agree?
Have many picks. Not really. No.
Okay. So who, in your eyes, who did the worst job?
The worst job. Okay. Well, I think New Orleans reached and traded. So I'll put New Orleans. I really hate two of their picks. I think they're probably the worst one. And I think Vegas will probably be the other one that gets the worst grade, because they took Leatherwood in the first round.
Perfect. So I've got your three top teams just in Bogman's mind without, and mind you, I called him like on the spot, and it's impressive you could do that. And then the two that you hate the worst. The game that we're going to play, though, is we are going to figure out if you can guess the grading system, because the grading system is wild. Like, somebody that he's very outspoken and he can rub people the wrong way, but he's also really good at his job, and he does not play the consensus of what people think, and he doesn't care, and he will throw some grades down there as Thor Nystrom. He will go out there and he can be wild. Like, you can do one thing and he'll be like, F. Like, he just doesn't screw around. He doesn't care about your team, which I always think is funny. And it's wild to compare him up against others. And is Thor with, is he with NBC or is he with the Draft Network?
Now? NBC Sports Edge.
Okay, so he's with the Sports Edge. And I feel like there was, somebody had this comparison up of his versus, I think it was like Evan Silva. And theirs were like similar-ish, but lots of more Fs on here. NFL Draft Network, I'm not sure.
There's someone that does the full breakdown. Like they do the full breakdown for every class graded out by the different experts or whatever. And they have like the average grade too.
That's right. Yeah, we've done that before. And usually, and Thor will bring down the, but again,
he'll bring down the bell curve for sure.
You don't want everybody, you don't want an echo chamber. You know, you want differing opinions and stuff like that. But I always like that it can be like one thing that will set him off. And it's like, nope, that thing is garbage and it's done. So this is the Draft Network, though. And it's probably going to be a little bit more, you know, middle line about some stuff. But this is where you are going to guess the draft grades. So are you ready?
I'm ready. What are we going, alphabetical or
alphabetical?
Draft order?
We're going to go alphabetical here. So the Arizona Cardinals, who with the first round pick took Zaven Collins. They also got Rondale Moore and then a bunch of other guys. They didn't have a third round pick. They had a couple 6-7s and they got Marco Wilson in the fourth. What grade do you think was given? You can give your opinion on each team, of course, but what grade do you think the Draft Network gave the Arizona Cardinals?
I think they did all right. I mean, they addressed things of need. They need another linebacker, and Collins was the best player available. Rondale Moore, I thought, is going to be a great pick in Cliff Kingsbury's offense, and they got Marco Wilson, but they didn't address the offensive line at all, really. Not until the seventh round, they took Michael Minette from Penn State, so not the biggest fan of their draft. I'm going to say B minus for the Cards.
Okay, and so when we're defining this, like the tiers are like, you know, A plus is the top tier, A's are the upper tier. Would you say like, you know, what is the Mendoza line of like you're falling in the lower half? Is it B minus? Do you think is it B minus below?
I think it's really a C or anything. Anything below any type of B is a rough draft.
They were given a B, so you're a little bit off. Okay, there, so you don't get a point. You're very close, but you gotta nail the grade to get points.
That's fair. All right, I bet I'll nail like four of them. It won't be a ton out of 32.
I think of 32. I'm going to set the over under at 6.5. So I'm pretty good at setting lines off the top of my head. So Bogman's line, and we've already gone one here. So anyone that's betting at home, 6.5 grade is what you have to nail. So put your bets in right now. If you think Bogman is going to get this, he's not looking at the article. And first one is wrong. Atlanta Falcons, who took one of your favorite players, Kyle Pitts. They also got Richie Grant. They had a couple fourth rounders. They ended up taking nine players in this little Frank Darby in the sixth round. I like that out of ASU. What do you think the draft grade is on the Atlanta Falcons from the Draft Network?
I love this draft. I really do. They didn't address one of their biggest needs, which was edge rusher, but they got a huge piece in Kyle Pitts. I think Richie Grant is a great safety for them. They took some offensive linemen and some defensive tackles and the best special teams player Avery Williams in the draft too. I'm going to give them an A minus, the minus because they didn't address edge, which was one of their biggest needs, but I really like the guys they took here.
They were given a B plus.
Okay.
So
I'm close.
You're very close, but I also think there's a discrepancy that you just found. I feel like you were closer in your analysis of the Cardinals to what they felt, but like you seem to put the Falcons in an upper tier. And if you put them in the A's, like if I were breaking this down, it, like if you were to do thirds, I think it's like A's are tier one, B's are tier two, and then C's down are tier three. You put them in a higher tier than they were in this. So I feel like you are more optimistic about the Falcons and the Draft Network.
And I think I always lean that way just in general with players is I like the positives more than I like the negatives. If there's a really bad negative, you obviously have to take the guy way down. If he no speed, no bend, whatever. But, I think I always err on the side of positivity.
All right, let's do one more before the go. One more before the break. We only got about 30 seconds. Buffalo Bills, they had 8 picks in here. Gregory Russo from Miami was a top pick. What do you think? You only got about 20 seconds.
Buffalo, I'm going to give them a B+. They spent most of their picks on the line, no skill positions, but they didn't need that. So I'll give them a B+.
Boggs, a B. They did not let Draft Network was a little bit behind you.
A little
here.
Bit better.
Yeah, you're off. That was a B given. So through the first three teams, none correct, but we've got the rest going here. 6.5 is the over-under. If Bogman can get it, got to nail the draft grades. We'll do more right on the other side of this break right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
That's Bogman. I'm Welsh on Twitter at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports. It is ITL on Sports Grid. Thank you guys for tuning in and spending some time with us, whether it is on your podcast app and you are subscribed to this and all of our other shows, or you're listening on the Mitre 1090 in San Diego. Beautiful weather. Congrats. Congrats on the weather. Or if you're listening on Sports Grid, all the places that you can find ITL and more. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are talking about the NFL draft, and we're going through draft grades, and we're having a little bit of fun with it because draft grades are very arbitrary, and I think we're proving the point too. Bogman's giving a kind of take on each team and giving his own, like what he thinks a draft grade is going to be. But the separators really, like how you should consume this type of stuff is kind of, I think, how I said it, the tiers. One is the A's up, tier two are the B's, which I think are the middle, and tier three is C's down. Like those tell you the real thought on how the draft is, but we are holding Bogman accountable here. You have to nail the draft grade that the Draft Network has given, while Bogman, essentially the guess is kind of like what you're giving. And I think the only one where you've really been off on analyses is the Atlanta Falcons one, where I think you held them in higher regard than they were. So the next team up here, Boggs, is the dreaded Baltimore Ravens, who took Rashad Bateman with the first pick. They were able to get a little bit of defensive help with OE in the second round, Tylan Wallace in the fourth, so they got some offensive help here. What do you think about the Baltimore Ravens, and what did the Draft Network grade them out at?
I mean, unfortunately, the Ravens just always have these pretty good drafts, right? Not everybody works out for them. I mean, they drafted Devin Duvernay and James Prochet last season, and now here they are drafting two wide receivers again in this draft in Bateman and Wallace. I like Owe out of Penn State. A little bit of a project. Ben Cleveland is the Georgia offensive lineman that eats squirrel, so he's interesting.
What?
I mean, he's just a big redneck guy.
Squirrel?
Yeah, he eats squirrel. So I think I'm going to give
like
him.
Sounds like a guy that should go to Baltimore. Sounds like a Baltimore type of guy.
I think I'm going to give him a B+. I think that's what Draft Network would give them. I think it's closer to a B for me, but they're always solid. A-.
A
straight up A.
Okay. Straight up A, not an A-, a straight up A.
I mean, so reason I would take a little off of them is, and it doesn't have necessarily do with this draft class, so maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but you spent picks on wide receivers last year, and now you're spending more picks on wide receivers this year. You know, I know every team needs five, but come on, you know, that's four wide receivers in the last 2 years, and you can't get any of them going. We'll see if Bateman gets going, but I don't know.
So I would say that's the second, like, you are drastically.
I don't think I was off on Atlanta, by the way. Didn't you say they were a B+ and I gave them an A-?
No,
that's one spot away.
You're not missing the point. It's how you're talking about them in the tiers. It's a tier difference. Like, you were like, I really love what they did. You gave them an A, blah, 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 and they were a B+. I think you were off on a different tier, and I think you thought a little bit more highly. This one is way bigger than Atlanta. I think you said probably closer to a B. They give them a straight A. So you and the Draft Network disagree. So let's go to this next one here. The Carolina Panthers, they got Horn in the first, Marshall, wide receiver out of LSU, in the second. They got Chuba Hubbard in the fourth. They had a whole bunch of draft picks. Now that I'm looking here, they had 10 guys they ended up taking here. So what do you think about the Panthers?
This one I should have mentioned when you asked me first, because I really, really love what the Panthers did. I love Terrace Marshall. I don't like the fact that they didn't move back a little bit because they had so many needs, but J.C. Horn barely got thrown at all last year. That's how good he was at South Carolina, going up against some big-time SEC wideouts too. So I'm going to give them an A. I think they are definitely an A team.
You're close, Boggs. A plus. They were
A plus. Okay.
A plus grade. One of the best that you could possibly get. I was hoping you were going to go to A plus, but I feel like you're very like, I felt like you were tenuous to want to do that. And I felt like you could have got this. I think you were in agreement here with them, but I'm sorry. I cannot give you the point. So 6.5 over under. Whew, it's looking kind of rough here. Let's see if Bogman can get it. The Cincinnati Bengals, they took Chase with the first round pick. They got Carmen offensive lineman in the second. They took a Texas edge, a couple edge rushers. They had 3 4th round picks, whole lot of here, but was it enough? What do you think the Draft Network gave them as far as grade?
Probably not great, because it didn't really address the offensive line enough. They got Jackson Carmen, but he was a bit of a reach. Jamar Chase wasn't a reach at 5. It's just surprising they took him over Sewell, needing the offensive line so bad. So I'm going to say they always seem to whiff on defensive prospects too. I'm going to say this is a B- for the Bengals.
You're so close, a B. I thought you were on it. I thought you had this one. They gave him a B, Again, I don't want to give all their blurs, because what I do think is, you know, we are mentioning their content, and content is king, and you should support them. You should go to thedraftnetwork.com and read the analysis of these, not just the grades that we're giving. But they do say in the first line, it says it's hard to give anything lower than a B considering they got Chase.
Right,
but I think
right.
They very much agree with what you're, you know, if I were to give you an honor point, it definitely would be that one, by the way, because I was waiting for you to say B, but I felt like your negativity pushed you to that minus. So you were close, Boggs. The Cleveland Browns, they got Newsome in the first. They got Coromoa in the second. They got Schwartz, wide receiver, in the third round. Whole lot of defense was covered in this draft here. What do you think? I think, this was one of the teams. This is the first one that you gave your absolute love of. So let's keep that in mind. This was a love of Bogman's top three team. What do you think the Draft Network gave?
I mean, I think the Draft Network gave them an A. I would give them an A plus. So I love getting Newsome to fall to them. JOK is a first round pick. He had a little bit of a heart issue, but there's players in the NFL with heart issues, right? So that's why he fell. I love Anthony Schwartz way more than most people do. I think they got awesome help on the line with Hudson and Togiai. And I love Fields out of West Virginia as a steal in the fifth as well. And I love Demetric Felton. I love this draft. I would give them an A plus. I'm going to say the Draft Network gave them an A.
A plus, Boggs. You should have went with it. You should have gone with your gut. You had it. You laid it all out, and you gave. I mean, why do you think they were going to go off it? This is one of your top three.
Because I seem to be off on every single one. So okay.
But the only thing I would point to.
I'm just going
to
say what
call.
I give them. I'm not going to guess what they gave them. I'm just going to say what I give them and see if it matches up. That's what I'll do from here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're looking.
I'm second guessing myself.
It. Well, the
you're
over
right.
under. I mean, the game is for you to nail the grade. That is the game. So think about that. You are. But my only point or pointer to you would be is. If you pick the top three teams in this draft, I'd go A pluses with those. That was your guy. You had Cleveland A plus. They're probably going to agree with you because you're a smart person here. So we'll put it to a test again. The Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, they got Jenkins in the second. They didn't have another pick until the fifth. Is that enough? You pick them as a top three best draft here. What do you think the Draft Network had on them?
All right, I'm going to go A plus here. I'm not going to go with what I think the Draft Network gave them. I think it's an A plus.
Why would
to
you
move
think
up.
The Draft Network would go less, by the way?
Why would I think? Because they traded picks to move up, and they didn't have as many picks. So it just depends. There's some people automatically giving the Texans and the Seahawks terrible grades because they didn't have a ton of picks. But if you count the players that they got with those picks, I think sometimes that can be absurd. You know, so like the Rams have Jalen Ramsey with their first round pick. So I think they're doing okay. Right. Yeah. But anyway, this class, I'm going to give an A plus two. I think the biggest needs here were line and quarterback, and they fixed both of them. Their first pick was Justin Fields. Their next pick was their next two picks were on the line. They didn't have another one till the fifth. So I would say A plus because of them getting Fields.
And you're going to say A plus on the Draft Network.
I'm going to say A plus because that's my grade and that's what I'm going to give. So
ding, nailed it. A plus. That is the first one. Bogman is on the board. 6.5 is the over under. There's still a lot of teams here. So, you know, I don't think you need to be like, well, this is only mine, but know that I think you might be a little bit more in line with these teams. So
maybe
you
are, yeah,
you are still guessing the draft network, but you know, trust your grades in there, because you technically probably could have got two others here. First one on the board, Bears A+. That is only the second A+ the draft network has given. So far your two top three are theirs as well. Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. They traded out or traded back a little bit. They got Micah Parsons. They got Kelvin Joseph in the second. They got a million players. Are they good? I don't know. Bogman, the grade on the Dallas Cowboys from the draft network, you can obviously say yours, but what's the guess here?
I'm going to give them a B. I really like the players they took. I like Surtain. I like Javonte Williams. I really wanted the Steelers to take Quinn Meinert. So, and I think that this depth that they got at safety and Stearns and Johnson and linebacker Browning, I think they got some real nice deals here. I mean, John Cooper might be one of the steals of the draft from Ohio State. So I'm going to give them a B, and the B is because they didn't take a quarterback. They didn't take Fields with that first pick. I like Surtain a lot, but when you have Drew Lock as your starter, Teddy Bridgewater backing him up, I mean, take Justin Fields. What are you thinking? So I would have taken Fields. So I'm going to give him a B.
Did you think I said the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, you didn't say the Broncos. Who'd you say? I'm
Dallas
sorry.
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Oh my God. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. What? No, yeah. The Dallas Cowboys. Because I said Micah Parsons, Kelvin Joseph, a gajillion players, the Dallas Cowboys. Denver's up next.
That's my bad. A for the Cowboys, because they needed a bunch of defensive help and they got it. Not an A+ because they didn't address their needs 100%.
Way off from the draft network. This will be hands down your biggest discrepancy. They gave them a D. They hated, and you can read the blog. Here's a good plug. I mean, we're giving some of the you know, it's open content for them. We're talking about their content. You guys can read their blurb, because they like Micah Parsons, but they have some statements about the Cowboys in here that you can read. They hate the Dallas Cowboys draft, a D. So Cowboy fans, huge Bogman fans.
I mean, Micah Parsons is the best defensive prospect in this draft. So it goes to players that they have in Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch, but they've both been hurt. They got to get better. So I think taking the best defensive player was smart. This is what they do every year. That's why they took CeeDee Lamb last year. I think their class is going to be way, way better.
D to an A. Bogman and them disagree. We have got a whole, we're going to do a little bit more lightning round, because we got to get through the rest of the draft. Bogman's got some ways to go, but I think he's got a plan ahead. 6.5 is the over under. He's got one under his belt, and there's still a lot of teams we're going to get in the next segment. So don't go anymore. Don't go anywhere. We are draft grading with Bogman and the Draft Network right here and in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Berries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Damn right. It is in this league. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. And we are talking NFL draft with you. I know it's over talking grades, but we're doing a different take on it. And I think it's a really good and fun experiment here, because you got the Draft Network, who I think just do a fantastic job. And I think Bogman does some of the best job. And you get to the game is seeing where Bogman can line up the NFL, or I'm sorry, the Draft Network's grades. But it's also, I think, a fun testament and knowledgeable for you guys to hear Bogman's take versus. And there's a couple differences. And I think Baltimore's has been a big one, but the Dallas Cowboys is just in your face different compared to what the Draft Network gave and what Bogman just gave. I mean, literally, you can't get any. You are in tier one.
It tells me that they are sticking more towards the team's needs than the players, because I do think the Cowboys had a couple reaches, but they also had some great deals in this draft. So just looking at the players, I like their draft. Maybe for their team, it wasn't the best, though.
But and keep that in mind as you are playing game here. You're right, but they also, like they said, they couldn't give anything less than a B because they got Ja'Marr Chase. So it's kind of twofold. You're saying, like, they're thinking needs, but they gave the Bengals a B because of Ja'Marr Chase alone, but they gave the Cowboys a D, even though, like you said, Micah Parsons, best defensive player, they didn't even consider that. They just trashed the Cowboys draft, even though they got one of the best defensive players. So kind of all over the board a little bit. Right. As you are looking at this, and this was who is this, by the way? This is the Draft Network, but I think this is Fowler. Who is Ryan Fowler. So Fowler is putting this together. So we're going to go a little bit more lightning-ish round because we got a lot of teams to get through here. The Denver Broncos, Patrick Surtain in the first, Javonte Williams in the second, whole bunch of other guys. There's a little UT in there. What do you think the grade is on the Denver Broncos, which you were breaking down there a couple minutes ago?
I think it's a B. Because they pass on Justin Fields. You can't give him higher than a B. I love Patrick Surtain. I like Javonte Williams a lot, but a lot of people don't like spending high draft capital on a running back. So no higher than a B for them.
B plus. Okay. So you were close. I mean, you're razor thin. I mean, there could be an, if we were doing a point system, if you're within one spot, the over under would have,
I'd
been
have a lot of points.
Different. You'd have a lot of points here. All right. The Detroit Lions, they got Penei Sewell in the first. They got Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth, who could be a starter. Some offensive help, a little bit of defensive line help. What is the grade from the Draft Network? What is the guess? Can Bogman get his second point on the board?
Straight up A for me. I mean, you get Penei Sewell, who's a generational tackle. You address the defensive line with two picks in the second and third. You're building this team from the inside out, and I like Amon-Ra St. Brown as a deal. So I like this draft a lot. I'm going to say A for the Lions.
Bing! Nailed it. And boom. A, Bogman got his second on the board. The over-under is 6.5. That is where it is. Bogman is back on the board. A little bit rolling here. Close on the last one. Nailed the Detroit Lions one. That's what they gave him. Like the analysis. Now, the Green Bay Packers. Our boy Chatty that's hanging out with us is terrified here. Eric Stokes in the first. They got Josh Myers in the second, center, and they got Amari Rodgers. Those are the big exciting names. There were plenty of others. They ended with Kylan Hill too. But what do you think? The Green Bay Packers have been kind of a mess. We've designated there are three tiers of draft process: A's, B's, and C's and below. So you've got to decipher what tier and what exact grade.
Well, look, I like this draft, so I would say I would give them like a B. They obviously should have gone wide receiver in the first round. I think that's what most people are going to say. I'm going to say this is one I'm going to separate. I'm going to give them a B. I'm going to say that the Draft Network gave them a C+.
Should have went with yourself. B is what they gave him. You nailed it. You nailed it. It was a B. You should have believed in yourself there.
All right, I'm not doing that again. That's it. Only my grades from now on. If they line up, they line up. That's it.
Okay. All right. The Houston Texans. You said this could have been one of the lower ones. They didn't have a pick until the third round. They had five total picks. They started with Davis Mills out of Stanford, Nico Collins out of Michigan in the third round. That's their big stuff that they did. What's our grade?
D. I mean, I hate this draft for them. I don't like Davis Mills at all. I like Nico Collins a bunch, but it's not one of their bigger needs. Brevin Jordan is a weird pick for a team that needs so much, and they didn't have any other picks, so I would give them a low grade, D for me.
You were in the right tier, but it was a C. They were kind of with you, but they gave them a C on this one. All right, so let's go to the Colts here. We got to get to that 6.5. That's the line here. Indianapolis Colts, Kwity Paye, a bunch of other players, Sam Ehlinger in the sixth round. What do you think?
B, straight up B. You got your biggest need, which was edge rusher, but you didn't address the offensive line, so it can't be higher than a B.
Bingo, nailed it. That is your third. Oh, Bogman is he's rocking up a little
starting
bit.
Starting to roll. We're
you
starting
would have
to
been
roll.
Four if you had got that that one just a second ago. All right, let's go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne in the first round. They got a little bit of defensive help later. Walker Little in the second round for an offensive lineman. I mean, they had a lot of top picks here. What do you think the Jacksonville Jaguars grade is?
I mean, I don't know if you can go much lower than an A by getting Trevor Lawrence. So I'm going to say A minus for this group. I like a lot of what they did, but there's also some questionable. I don't think they should have taken ETN. Walker Little was a bit of a reach in the second. So I'm going to say A minus, and that's all because they got Trevor Lawrence at 1-1.
You should have followed your very first statement because it was an A, not an A minus. Your first statement, okay. You said, I don't know if I can go lower than an A.
Well, I meant any type of A. I didn't mean just
A. Okay, so. Gotcha. Well, it was an A. They gave him a straight up A on this one. Kansas City Chiefs, Nick Bolton in the second, no first round pick, a bunch of other players. You tell me, what is the grade and can you get to your fourth?
I mean, B plus here, you know, not having a first round pick, of course, hurts, but you address the need for that. And you got Creed Humphrey to slip to the late second. I like Nick Bolton. So B plus here.
And B close. B. So close. This is one of your designations of the absolute worst of all of the. Did we do the Chicago Bears, by the way?
We did. Like, yeah. Remember, because I like.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. Because I was like. The ones that you marked were confusing me. All right. Las Vegas Raiders, you said one of the bottom ones. They got Leatherwood in the first, Morrig in the second, which was the Niners pick. Where do you think the grade is? And I'm going to give you. Go ahead. I was going to give you a hint, but I shouldn't.
This is going to be a C because Leatherwood went too high. And I think if you just switch Morrig and Leatherwood, people would like this draft way, way more. But I think because they took it is a little controversial. And Mayock said, I knew it was going to be controversial and I don't care. I wanted Leatherwood. So I'm going to say C because of that.
B minus. So different tier. Those are different tiers that you put those in. So you hated them. They didn't, wasn't so much on their thought process. The Los Angeles Chargers, they got Rashawn Slater, Asante Samuel, Josh Palmer, pretty good top three, especially the top two. I personally liked. But what do you think about the Chargers? What's the grade?
This is an A. I mean, Slater getting to fall to them is great. Asante Samuel was bandied about as a first rounder as well. Love Josh Palmer in the third. Maybe it's a little bit of a reach for him, but I'm going to say an A for the Chargers.
Absolutely nailed it. Bing, bing, boom. Bing. That is your fourth one. It was an A. You've got a real shot, Boggs. The over-under is 6.5. You need three more right to hit the over. And two slaps that under. The Los Angeles Rams, 2-2 in the second. Bobby Brown in the fourth. Not that Bobby Brown and a bunch of other players here. You tell me on the Rams draft.
B minus. They didn't address the offensive line at all here, which was surprising. And I thought 2-2 was a reach, but I really like Ernest Jones and Robert Rochelle. So I think they have some good picks here, but because they reached with their first pick, B minus.
Incorrect. C. There you were a tier change on them. They did not like that draft. Now here's a big one. This was your third of the ones you really liked was the Miami Dolphins. They got Jalen Waddle in the first, Jalen Phillips in the first as well. Javon Holland. I don't know how the rest of the back end of the draft went. The first was definitely good here. But what do you think the grade is on the Miami Dolphins?
I'm an A plus on the Dolphins. I think they address a ton of stuff that they needed: edge, wide receiver, offensive line, and I love the players that they got with Eichenberg and Hunter Long and Jared Doakes in the seventh. It is an A plus team for me.
Very close, an A. This was an A one. So the only two A pluses that have been given out is the Chicago Bears and the Cleveland Browns. Your third was an A team in the Miami Dolphins. The Minnesota Vikings. All the players in the world. They took Darashaw in the first. They had four third round picks. Kellen Mund was a part of that. A gajillion other players were taken. It's unbelievable. They almost drafted an entire new roster. What do you think the grade is here?
I think this grade is going to be an A minus. I like a lot of what they did. I don't care for Kellen Mond in the third. I do like Wyatt Davis. They reached on Kene. So A minus for me.
A. So close, Boggs. So close. You think they're really putting their foot down that they like that draft. So I like that. Yeah, I like that you're pushing back about that. All right. The New England Patriots, they get their guy, Mac Jones. They got Ronnie Perkins in the third. They got interior defensive lineman Barmore in the second round. They kind of kept going with a couple six round picks. So what do you think the grade is on the New England Patriots from the Draft Network?
B plus. I like Mac a lot. And I really like Christian Barmore and Ronnie Perkins. I think he did real good with the first three picks. After that, I'm not as big a fan of Stevenson and the rest of these guys. So B plus.
Tier change. B. I'm sorry. A.
A. Okay.
A is where they were given. So that is a tier change for you. How much time do we have here before
we're not going to be able to get all of them?
We might be able to get in the last segment here. The New Orleans Saints, Peyton Turner, Pete Werner. What's your grade?
D. That was one
that you hated. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like reaching for Peyton Turner. They didn't have a ton of, I hate the Ian Book pick a lot. I like Paulson Adebo. That's the only pick I really like though. So D.
B minus. They liked it a lot more than you. That's a full tier change difference. All right. The New York Giants, Kadarius Toney and some other players. What is the grade?
I mean, with this one, it's going to be a, I'm going to say a B minus because I like Ojulari. I like Robinson and Ellerson Smith, but reaching for Toney when you have so many wide receivers is really weird. So B minus.
You're so close to B. You're so close. You only got to get three more. The New York Jets, Zach Wilson, Vera Tucker in the first round, Elijah Moore in the second, Michael Carter in the fourth. I like it. Is it perfect? I don't know. What do you think the New York Jets grade is on the draft network?
A. It's got to be an A. They address the needs. They got good players. I really like this draft for them. Got to be an A.
It's got to be A. You are correct, sir.
Oh.
That is right. You just got your fifth. Let's see if we can get one or two more in, and it may come down to the final segment here where we see if Bogman can hit the over under. The Philadelphia Eagles, Devonta Smith in the first round. What do you think the grade is?
I mean, I would give them an A minus. Landon Dickerson's a bit risky. I know they had some draft stuff going on when they took Milton Williams. I love Kenny Gainwell, though. A minus.
B minus. So
whatever.
I know. Yeah. So I like that you don't like that one. Your Pittsburgh Steelers, Najee Harris. You got Faramuth in the second round.
They're
going to
say C. The draft network, they don't like taking running backs high. They're going to say a C.
Incorrect. A B.
Okay.
Ogman, we're coming down to the wire here. I think we have time for one or two more before the break. We'll see if you get it before. My San Francisco 49ers, Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon. What do you think the draft grade is?
I mean, it's got to be an A minus. They took a couple risks on Aaron Banks and Ambry Thomas, but I like the rest of it. So I would say A minus.
So close, a B plus. They did not like it quite as much as you. I mean, you know what's Lance. Funny? Just pointing out, they dictate Sermon and Mitchell as eyebrow raising selections, which that must be what you just said, the running back one. All right. One more, and then we're going to go to break. We'll see where we're at. The Seattle Seahawks. They only had three picks.
It's going to be a D because they only had three picks.
C, which I'm surprised I gave them a C for that. So we have got three teams left. Bogman needs two to hit the over. This is going to be wild. Only 3 minutes coming up on the backside. So make sure you're here right here on In This League. We'll see if Hawking gets it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. Final segment of hour two, which means I am going to be stepping away. Bubba will be tagging in. Make sure you tune in here. But we have got a heater going here. We have been playing the draft grade game with the Draft Network. Bogman has to get the exact grade given for the draft with all of his knowledge, and you're getting his tidbits in here. I set the over under because I'm amazing at this at 6.5 as we started. Bogman has 5 correct grades nailed. There are 3 teams left, and Bogman has to get 2 to hit the over. Who, baby? We are going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We've only got 2 minutes here. Joe Tryon, Kyle Trask, what grade did the Draft Network give them?
I'm going to say they gave them a B+. I don't know how much they like Kyle Trask, but I think they didn't need much. They got their biggest need, which was edge rusher, in the first round. They addressed some backup offensive linemen as well. I love Darden. I thought Britt was a good deal too. They got Mr. Irrelevant, so I'm going to say B+.
Incorrect. They were given a B. So Bogman, we've only got like a minute and a half. I'm going to let you choose. Do you want to pick Tennessee or Washington? Because you have to get both right or you are eliminated. You get to pick which one you want to do the grade.
Let's keep going in order. So Tennessee here.
All right. Tennessee Titans to stay alive. Caleb Farley was the top pick, by the way.
That Dylan Radness, I thought was a good pick, but I'm going to say B- here because you take an injury prone cornerback who's already out with some stuff. I like that they backed him up. I'm not the biggest Des Fitzpatrick fan. I thought that was a reach. I like Brady Breeze in last round. So there's a little to like, a little to dislike. B minus.
All right. And then I'm also going to ask you Washington. Give me Washington's grade. And I'll tell you, Jamin Davis was the first round. They got tons of picks. Give me their grade. And I will tell you what your final score is.
Straight up A for Washington. They had a bunch of picks here. I really love what they did early with Davis, Cosme, Diami Brown, and St. Juste. I really like, or St. Just, however you say his name. I really like what they did here.
You got the Washington football team correct. But the house always wins, Bogman. You got Tennessee incorrect because Tennessee was given a B+. The house wins. I set it at 6.5. You got 6. Damn, I'm good at this. All right, guys. So I got to get out of here. That was fun doing the Draft Network. Bogman's got all your draft coverage over on Patreon, so check it out at the ITL Army. But don't go anywhere. Hour 3 is here. It's Bubba. It's Bogman. Be right back.